Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampol Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Welcome to Bible Issues, where we teach you to hear God's voice in the Bible. Whatever your situation, you can find God's direction in His Word. We are Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampol Chidi.
Have you ever heard anyone say, God doesn't want you to pray for the same thing over and over again? God just wants you to pray for it once, and then afterwards, just thank Him for it. Or another person may say, pray once and then praise Him for it. But the bottom line is, God does not want you to be praying for the same thing over and over again. They will tell you that that is not faith. And some of them may even use this analogy. They say, praying is like sowing a seed. When you plant a seed in the ground, you do that just once. But if every time you pray, it is like you're digging up the seed and then planting it over again. And if you keep digging up the seed and planting it every day, how will it ever grow? Therefore, God doesn't want you to pray for the same thing over and over again, because then you're just canceling out your prayers. You should just pray once and either thank God for it or praise God for it. Have you ever heard that message? Now, don't go and tell people I am saying that, okay? I am just quoting what other people are saying. We are going to investigate, is that really faith? We've been doing a series on faith, and so far, we've seen that faith recognizes the authority of Christ. Faith trusts in the ability of God. Faith is an action word, and faith originates with the Word of God. Now we're going to look at another aspect of faith, and I'm reading from Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, which says, but without faith it is impossible to please God, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Therefore, we see that one characteristic of faith is that faith diligently seeks God. What does the word diligent mean? It means you do it over and over. You do it consistently. You don't do it once. You don't seek God once and say, well, God, you know, I sought you once and I didn't find you. That is not what seeking means. Have you ever played the game hide and seek when you were a child? Somebody is hiding, and if you just look for them in one place and then give up, you're not really playing the game. You have to keep looking until you find them. That is how you play the game of hide and seek. Now, I'm not saying that God hides, or maybe he does at some time. Maybe sometimes God deliberately makes himself hard to find so that we could persist. God wants us to persist. God wants us to diligently seek him. Do you know that when the Bible says, ask and you shall receive, it really means ask and keep on asking. Seek and you shall find really means seek and keep on seeking, because there is no other way to seek. Seek is a continuing word. Knock and keep on knocking, and it will be opened unto you. Faith is a persistent word. True faith does not pray once and then stop. Faith prays over and over again. Faith bombards God. The mistake a lot of people make with faith is that they think faith is like a hurricane. Is that if you build up your faith strong enough, it will be like a hurricane that will just knock the house down or knock the roof off the house. But that is really not what faith is. Jesus said, and we will talk about this in a future session, faith is like a mustard seed. It is the smallest of the seeds. Faith doesn't have to be big. Faith is something that's very small. Faith is not like a tornado or a hurricane that will knock down everything in sight. Faith is more like a little drop of water. a little drop of water is not going to knock down concrete. But if you have a little drop of water falling over and over again on the same spot of concrete, eventually over time, all those many little drops of water will start to erode away at that concrete. That is how faith is. Faith is not a hurricane. Faith is consistent little drops of water that work over the long term. Faith must be persistent. Faith does not pray once and then stop. Faith does not stop. Faith is relentless. Faith never gives up. Faith keeps on praying. It keeps on bombarding the gates of heaven. Jesus taught us that is the way to pray. Pray to God. He wants us to keep asking Him over and over. He wants us to seek Him diligently. If you believe in just asking once for something and then thanking God afterwards, that is not really faith. You are trying to apply some kind of formula to move God. The reason people preach stuff like that is because they think God is some kind of formula or some kind of mathematical equation or mathematical problem that you could only solve once you get the right formula. And if you've been saved for the last 20, 30 years, you would notice that there has been a lot of different prayer formulas that people have foisted upon you. For example, and I'm not trying to knock anybody, but for example, there was a long time ago when everybody used to plead the blood of Jesus on everything. If their car doesn't start, plead the blood of Jesus on it. Lay hands on it, plead the blood. If their children giving trouble, plead the blood. If their knee is hurting, plead the blood. And everything is plead the blood. Then we moved away from that. And instead of pleading the blood, we're now binding and loosing. Everything just bind and loose. Everything just rebuke the devil. If the car won't start, the air condition doesn't work, rebuke the devil in Jesus' name. The devil is a liar. Then we moved away from that. We then went to confessing the word. In every problem, just confess the word. Speak the word. Confess the word. Then we moved away from that. Then people are saying now, no, it's no longer confession. It's declaration, as if there's any difference at all. You know, you tell me what the difference is. So now it's declaring the word, decreeing and declaring the word. And who knows what's next? But if you follow it, something is coming up next. And people are always changing the way they pray because they believe there is some kind of formula that unlocks God. It's like God is some kind of script that must be decoded. He's some kind of programming language that must be decrypted. No, the Bible says that God is a person. God is not a formula. And the problem with people today is that they tried something in their prayer life and it worked. And then they made a shrine out of it. You know, back in the Old Testament, whenever God would appear to somebody, they would build an altar at that point, at that exact spot. Because they believed that every time God would appear to them in that same spot. Whereas in truth and in fact, God only appeared to them once in that spot. And we tend to do the same thing. We pray a prayer, it worked, and then we built an altar for it. So somebody decided one day that they're going to plead the blood. And it worked. They found that they got an answer to their prayer. So they built an altar for it. They built a shrine. And then they're telling everybody, this is how you need to pray. So one person decided, no, I'm just going to pray once. This persistence thing is not working. So I just prayed once. And maybe God answered their prayer. And then they're telling everybody now, this is the new way to pray. This is how God wants us to pray. Listen to me, people. Doctrine does not come from your experiences. Doctrine comes from the Word of God. If God answers your prayer, it is not because your formula was right. It is because God is merciful, gracious, and He gave you favor. Instead of building a shrine for any prayer strategy, you should be giving glory to God. It is not the formula that moved God. It is God who was merciful and blessed you. It doesn't mean that God will always bless you in the same way. It doesn't mean that God will always bless everybody else if they pray the same way. There is no formula in prayer. God is a person. You want to move God, you have to treat God like a person. Every relationship is built by persistently and consistently doing the right things over a long period of time. That is how relationships are built. That is how trust is built. You want to relate to God as a person? Be persistent at doing the right things. Pray persistently. Don't pray once and then stop. Pray over and over again. Ask and keep on asking. Seek and keep on seeking. Knock and keep on knocking. Now, there are many other scriptures I could use that illustrates this point. For example, in Luke chapter 11, Jesus said, "Which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine has come on his journey and I have nothing to give him.' The friend will say, 'Do not trouble me, for the door is now shut and my children are in bed. I cannot attend to you. I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs." Luke chapter 18, Jesus gave another very similar parable where he said, "He spoke a parable to them that men ought always to pray and not lose heart, saying, 'There was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard men. And there was a widow, and she came to him, saying, "Give me justice for my adversary." And he would not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, "Though I do not fear God nor regard men, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me." True faith persists and it perseveres and it does not lose heart. True faith prays and prays and prays until you get an answer. Faith does not give up. The Bible says, "Do not grow weary in well-doing, but know that in due season you will reap if you faint not." The book of James goes on to say, "The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." Prayer must be fervent. Could you be fervent by just praying once and giving up? No, prayer is not supposed to be strategic. Prayer is not supposed to be like a formula. Prayer is supposed to be fervent, heartfelt, passionate. It goes on to say, Elijah was a man with like passions, just like us, but he prayed earnestly. We often think that these Old Testament guys were heroes. We put them on a pedestal. We think that they were made of a different caliber from the rest of us. But the Bible says Elijah was a man with like passions. He was just like us. He was a regular dude. Elijah got afraid. He was fearful just like the rest of us. But he knew how to pray earnestly. So this teaching about just praying once and then thanking God for the answer, that is not found in scripture. That is just a formula or a strategy to try to maximize your return on time invested in God. Stop that. Faith is a believer that God will reward those who diligently seek him. God bless you.
Join us again for our next program. Find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to BibleIssues.org, where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at BibleIssues.org. Look for the audio sermons link. God bless you and hope you join us next time. Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Indira Rampal Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.